P22A_time_TME to build the third temple? Many of the events prophesied to occur in the end time will be recognizable. These will include the catastrophic Sixth Trumpet War, a peace agreement in the Middle East, the establishment of a world government and one world religious system, and the implementation of the global numbering system commonly referred to as the Mark of the Beast. For those who follow Bible prophecy, once these events occur there will be no denying that we are living in the last days. But most people will view them as a natural progression of current affairs in today's society since some of these prophecies will take years to culminate. Whether an individual understands prophecy or not, nothing will compare to one particular prophecy: the building of the third temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Some deny that a Jewish temple ever stood on the Temple Mount, but the Bible and history easily prove that theory wrong. Antonio Guterres, the new Secretary General of the United Nations, raised quite a ruckus among the Palestinians when on January 21, he stated that it is completely clear that the temple the Romans destroyed in Jerusalem, in 70 AD, was a Jewish temple. Throughout time, two Jewish temples have stood atop the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. With the fulfillment of many of the end-time prophecies converging at the same time, and with current efforts calling for the building of the third temple, it is very likely that we will see construction begin before too long. Historical proof of the temples. Many articles, history books, and encyclopedias state that, Jewish tradition says, or, the Bible says, that throughout time two Jewish temples have stood on the Temple Mount, thus denoting a hint of skepticism. However, all one has to do is look up the historical invasions and conquests of Jewish history to find proof of the first two Jewish temples. The World Book Encyclopedia, copyright 1982, volume 11 describes it in this manner. Invasions and conquests. In 587 BC the Babylonians conquered the southern kingdom of Judah, destroyed the temple, first temple, in Jerusalem, and took many Jews to Babylonia as prisoners. In 539 BC, King Cyrus of Persia conquered Babylonia, and he allowed the Jewish exiles to return to Judah the next year. The Jews then rebuilt their temple, second temple. Roman rule. In 63 BC, the Romans conquered Judah, also called Judea, and made it a Roman province. Roman rule was so harsh that many Jews left Judea to escape its domination. The Jews revolted in 66 AD and drove out the Romans for a brief time. But in 70 AD, the Roman general Titus conquered Jerusalem, destroyed the second temple, and took many Jewish captives to Rome. A memorial called the Arch of Titus in Rome symbolizes the Roman victory over the Jews. The Western Wall in Jerusalem, Wailing Wall, is all that remains of the ancient temple. The Bible, which is the greatest history book ever written, records the building and destruction of both the first and second temples. Historical accounts of the Babylonian invasion of Judea and the first Jewish revolt against the Romans provide even further proof of those two Jewish structures. The accuracy of the Bible, both historically and prophetically, is amazing. Just as we can prove the first two temples existed, the same certainty can then be applied to the building of the prophesied third temple. Third temple. The Bible prophesies, in many places, that a third temple will be built in the near future. In Matthew 24:1-2, Jesus tells his disciples that the second temple would be utterly destroyed. From Matthew 24:3 throughout the rest of the chapter, Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives overlooking the second temple, while he prophesied of events that would occur near the time of his second coming. In Matthew 24:15, Jesus described an event known as the Abomination of Desolation. The Abomination of Desolation is when the Antichrist stands in the temple claiming to be God. Jesus told his disciples that the Abomination of Desolation would transpire in the holy place. Matthew 24:15, when ye therefore shall see the Abomination of Desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. The disciples knew Jesus was talking about a future event that would take place in a future temple because, 1, he had just told them that the current temple was going to be destroyed, 2, his prophecy of the Abomination of Desolation was foretold to occur at the end of the age, not during their era. In 2 Thessalonians 2, Paul describes the Abomination of Desolation, but states that the Antichrist will actually sit in the temple of God. 2 Thessalonians 2:3-4, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is God. Both Jesus and the Apostle Paul prophesied that the Abomination of Desolation would occur in a future Jewish temple near the time of Jesus' second coming. In Revelation 11:1-2, John was given a snapshot of the status of the Temple Mount during the final 3.5 years immediately preceding the second coming of Jesus and the Battle of Armageddon. Revelation 11:1-2, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise, and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. John was told to measure the Jewish temple, but not to measure the outer court of the temple because it would be under Gentile control. This shows us the Temple Mount will be under an internationally supervised sharing arrangement during the final 42 months immediately preceding the second coming. This sharing arrangement will allow the Jews to build their third temple without having to tear down the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Calling for the third temple. Prominent leaders appear to be joining forces to promote the construction of the Jewish HTIRD temple. U.S.-born Rabbi Yehuda Glick, who survived an assassination attempt in 2014, entered the Israeli Knesset in May 2016. he attended President Trump's inauguration on January 20, 2017. Until he joined the Knesset, Rabbi Glick was chairman of the Temple Mount Heritage Foundation and had previously worked as the executive director of the Temple Institute, which wants to see the Third Temple built on the Temple Mount. A place of prayer for all people, was a phrase frequently used by Glick when he showed visitors around the Temple Institute, explaining the significance of the utensils and furnishings recreated to restore temple service. Adnan Oktar urges Jews and Muslims to build the Third Jewish Temple. Rabbi Glick has been in Turkey twice for live, televised meetings with Turkey's most prolific Islamic author and TV personality, Adnan Oktar. Oktar, who also goes by the pen name Harun Yahya, has more than 65 million books in circulation. Oktar's live broadcasts have often expressed his desire for Jews and Muslims to build the Jewish Third Temple together on the Temple Mount next to the Dome of the Rock. Three members of the re-established Sanhedrin met with Oktar on live television in Turkey in 2009, and then again in 2012. The Sanhedrin delegation and the Muslim author/TV personality generally agreed that there is not much difference between the Islamic Mahdi and the Jewish Messiah. Sanhedrin asks Trump and Putin to build their temple. In late January 2017, the re-established Sanhedrin, which was reborn in 2005, sent a letter to U.S. President Trump, blessing him and challenging him to take the lead in restoring America and the world. HTE Sanhedrin urged Trump to bring back family values and to lead the war against radical Islamic terror. It also sent letters in mid-November 2016, to both Vladimir Putin of Russia and then-President-elect Donald Trump, asking them to take up their Cyrus-like roles to help build the HTIRD temple. Cyrus the Great, king of Persia in the 6th century BC, announced in the first year of his reign that he was prompted by God to make a decree that the temple in Jerusalem should be rebuilt. Ezra 1:2, Cyrus sent the Jews under his rule back to Israel with a considerable sum of money with which to rebuild the temple. The re-established Sanhedrin has charged two non-Jewish world leaders, Putin and President Trump, to take up this ancient biblical decree, to fulfill their Cyrus-like roles, recognize the importance of Israel and support the Jewish people in rebuilding the Jewish temple.